Phoneboy Speaks, episode 167, Filling the Podcast Void. Chances are you listen to podcasts if you're listening to this, and so you probably listen to a number of podcasts. Well, so do I. I think there are probably roughly 40 podcasts in my eye catcher that I use to listen to podcasts. And what ends up happening is that over time, they'll build up. A lot of times it'll depend on what I'm doing or just the fact, or sometimes just a number of podcasts will drop all at once, and it then becomes very difficult to recover from that. If I'm doing a lot of traveling, that's another possible time where the podcast may not get listened to, especially if I'm doing business stuff and there's just no, I'm doing lots of, having lots of business dinners and stuff. And so there's just no time to listen to stuff. And so it queues up. So like when I go to Israel, that totally throws off my podcast listening. But I also recover from that on the way home because I've got lots of flight time. And yeah, I do a lot of sleeping on planes, but that's, I recover from that. But invariably what'll happen is that like right now, I've got nothing in my podcast queue. I'm current on all of my feeds, even the one feed, there's Here's the Thing, which is an Alec Baldwin interview show, which it only comes out every 2 weeks, and I don't listen to it every time because it's a show that I put in when I've got nothing else to listen to, or he happens to interview somebody that's really interesting, then I'll add it in. And and I guess that there are shows like that. I suppose you could add to your list the things that you don't listen to very often, but if it's an interview show or if it's something interesting once in a while, you can always add it. And that's the nice thing about a lot of these shows is that they you can listen to them later. Although with like the tech newsy stuff, it tends to lose its validity or interest after a period of time. So that's also one of the challenges of doing a daily podcast is that sometimes by the time I'll put something out, it may be already too late to talk about it or even too early. But anyway, as a consumer of podcasts, this is a challenge I have, is that my ebb and flow of just consuming content sometimes means that I've got a lot of time to listen to content, and then I run out of things to listen to. So what ends up happening, or what has happened in the past, is I'll go seek out more podcasts to listen to, and I will fill that time. And then what ends up happening is some of the other podcasts that I hadn't listened to for a while because they haven't been producing podcasts or whatever, all of a sudden start dropping podcasts. And that's the thing about podcasts, is they're not consistent in every case. And so sometimes they'll produce a whole bunch of content and sometimes they'll produce a whole lot of nothing. So that's what will sometimes happen is, you end up with just a glut of podcasts to listen to and no way to get through them all. And some of the podcasts just kind of after a while, they just lose their freshness and they're not nearly as interesting. So, I prefer to keep up on my podcasts. I don't want to let them sit for, a week or 2 weeks, because a lot of the stuff is just not interesting at that point. So anyway, I'm curious what you all do with podcasts and how you sort of cope with the fire hose, or do you add stuff in when you run out? I mean, the other thing I do too is I'll listen to music. If I'm completely out of stuff, I've either got my own music collection, or I've started using the radio function on Spotify, which seems to work pretty well. So, anyway, this is the current conundrum I find myself in, and I'm wondering how you all deal with this problem, or do you deal with this problem, or do you just not listen to any other podcasts? I'm sure you listen to a few, as I say. If you're listening to this, you probably do listen to some other podcasts. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.